Feeling the skin, if you wish, and maybe the space just around the body. Can be a chance for a while to feel as if we're breathing in and out through the skin. Receiving in softness the many varieties of skin experience. Letting gravity have your earthy, heavy body. And letting awareness be big. We can let the body spread out a little bit more on the ground, and we can let awareness spread out as far as it wants. Feeling for where there's what. The Zen tradition calls big mind, that has room for everything. And nothing. The sense that possibly what we are is not limited to the contents of the skin. And all of that warmth and movement and coolness, smooth, sharp texture, heavy and light of body happens within what we are. And so allowing that beautiful, simple circle of breath the streaming experience of body. the various streams of body and mind, letting awareness be receptive and allow all of that, and also allowing awareness to be present, not only when we're aware of something. But also just awareness, open presence for no reason or without an object. And maybe there is some room in big mind also for small mind. Sometimes to be strong and seem to take up all the space with its smallness. And sometimes to be hardly there or not at all. And that just as another stream, another flow of experience. When there's more me and less me, maybe doesn't disturb big mind. Enjoying how big mind feels today. Whenever there's a whisper of it coming through. doesn't even want to ask or share anything.
Is it possible to send the healing power of Jin Shin to another person while practicing it on yourself?
Yep. I can.
Was the response yes?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Being with my body and feeling joints and parts of my body, like imagery has started popping up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just curious. I'm asking, like, is that imagination or is that, yeah, like
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing like yellow and gray with my spine, and I'm seeing like
mm-hmm.
openness in red and like bumpiness with my lungs, and I'm seeing like compact grays with my shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm just like, oh, is that my imagination, or am I just like dropping into something?
Hmm. I think the main thing my main response would be like to just lightly keep open, to let that continue without getting too intent on it. And maybe we could think about it as, okay, maybe it's the imagination, but sometimes the imagination is in touch with just past stuff and what I expect to find, or, you know, unconsciously or whatever. And sometimes the imagination is in touch with a creative, the more emerging, wise shiftiness. And it can be really helpful to have room for that when that's part of your path, part of your way of connecting and deepening. That it's not like, oh, that's not just the breath, you know, because sometimes it does lead somewhere good, but it's a matter of finding a way of following it rather than letting the busy mind start getting busy
it.
With it.
Yeah, because it's kind of popping up, but then I look and I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
curious, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, but
so for now, just curious, like, who knows, and kind of trusting, let it settle out. When I first started meditating, it was in a Buddhist context, and there wasn't any mention of that kind of thing. And after the meditation, the bell would ring, and it was time for breakfast. But I would stay in the hall and have what now I would almost consider my real meditation, but at the time was like the not real meditation. And I would feel like people that I knew around the world and family, and we would hold hands in my mind, and it, whatever came. And it was partly because it wasn't real meditation, I could let it just happen. But I feel it's a little bit of a pity that there wasn't any, I didn't have the confidence, and in the tradition I was learning in at the time, there was not any suggestion of leave room for that to have its own, to show itself. And then it's all fine because it comes back around, and I just keep finding it comes. So okay, it was good that I didn't get too much encouragement and be like, oh, this is all so special, and you know, it was free because it was kind of out. It was like the outcast meditation.
You allowed yourself.
Yeah, and it was good. There was a real more meditative quality in that. I can feel back to that. So there's that way of the fact that it was in my mind considered to be not official, that it had more freedom. And the way that if someone had said just the right thing of like, keep giving it freedom, or if they said a little too much, that I would start interfering, you know. So as we each find our way, it's that, like, I'm curious, I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit mixed. Yeah, but can trust it to come forth. I think just also that practice of feeling what it feels like, yellow and gray, for example, and noticing when it sounds really familiar, like what I'm applying, I think yellow and gray means something, and I kind of assume that, and that actually limits the liveness of what's happening. And rather just simply feeling, connecting with your experience, including the color, without that being a separate thing. And then tuning, what's the quality? Practicing that subtle sensing is helpful, I think. Thank you. Anyone else?
I've been hearing the line, the Midnight Tears, a lot since you shared it. And feel like the lovesick mystics always feel close to me. Like I feel like I'm cut from the same cloth sometimes. And I'm just wondering, like, about the kind of wanting that opens, and then the kind of wanting that locks us out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you hear?
Some. I feel so loud when I'm talking, right?
Shall I say it, and then you'll know if I heard you right. The phrase from Mirabai that I quoted the other day about midnight tears, she feels really connected to that sort of lovesickness of the mystics. And she's wondering about the, what's the word you used?
Kind of wanting that.
Right, the wanting that closes and the wanting that opens. And I think on an experiential level, or not really level, but experiential, maybe dimension. Like the other day with the homesickness, how close that is to being home, how it's actually that electricity of, I'm already home, that's why I miss home. It sounds contradictory to us when we're in the wanting that closes. But I think experientially, when we feel into, okay, homesick, lovesick, we can feel where the wanting of that is a knowing of it, is a connecting to it, to what is seems to be missing. And so one important practice all around in so many kind of situations, to feel where, first of all, there's a sense that something's missing, which is for most people nearly always the case. Somewhere we're busy because something's not quite right, something's missing. Okay, and then remembering that electricity image from Freeze Tag, and even the feeling of something's not enough, or something's missing, or something's wrong, can be a way of like tumbling back into, first of all, it could be simply, does anyone have an example today of something missing? Okay, so love, for example, or let's say love or peace. We remember that experience that felt so peaceful, or felt so like loved or loving or love. And that's not here. That's not in my bloodstream. And then the emphasis goes on the not having it and the desperate struggle to try to get towards it, which backfires. And yet, any time we pause and feel like, okay, this is out of love, or love of peace, or love of clarity, or wind in my wings. And we can kind of get a whiff of how that is connected to knowing that love and peace and clarity, or wind in my wings, is it. Like, that's it. That's all that matters. And just starting to sort of unwind or turn down the volume of the wanting, something's missing aspect, and tuning more into the appreciation of that important quality or whatever. And then it can be a kind of, it's like it wakes up our nose, like getting the whiff of how that's, the missing of it is actually in a way connected to it, but with an emphasis on the searching hand. And we can kind of rewind to, how do I know what I'm searching for? How do I know that that was so good? How did my body know that, to be like, yes, when it was so quiet and nothing was happening and nothing special? And what's so great about that? Something knows that. That's not me. And I think that may be partly confusing. When me is in charge of the search, and when some other quality that's with me and not separate from me, but not me, knows. And then I think there's room, like, for where the sadness or the sickness, love sickness, homesickness, sickness, and the sweetness of even just allowing the wish for that to be present, which is, if we can feel the different, completely different inner state of that's simply lacking, which means there's something wrong with me or the world or my practice or the teacher or something, and that's why it's not here, or just that that wish for that peace is built in before my name, before my body. And the goodness and the kind of integrity, that wholeness of just allowing the wish for that. And then that's where that, like, I won't remember all the words of the Chuang Tzu, the shoe fits, like the easy way that's right. And it's right and easy because we forget that it's right. And we forget that it's supposed to be easy. Because it's just so good to even wish for peace, just wholeheartedly, against all odds, no matter what. I still know that's all that matters.
That's different than the hope, fear.
It feels completely different to me because hope, fear is divided. I don't have it and I hope I'll have it, and I'm afraid I won't, or that if I get it, I'll lose it. Whereas I don't care if I even ever get it, but I'm wholeheartedly wish, I love, I honor that in a way that's not my cells are honoring that. And what comes before my cells are honoring that. And I love that, and what comes before love knows that. And I think then that there can be the expression in our psyche of sadness, and there can be expression in the psyche of joy, and it's like all where, you know, in the poem of the storm, where in the dark night, that's the house and the night are one, and then the bright flash that's brighter than the noon. It's like this two together, it seems to us contradictory, that sadness and joy are forces in a way in the psyche that actually bend us towards the center point. And it's like allowing the genuine, like undiluted, unadulterated, just sadness, let's say, of the, sometimes there's a time of recognition of how I didn't live according to my knowing. And it's sad, and let us cry. And that's not the same as like a hope fear thing. It's like a falling into place, like rain into. And then the joy that instead of taking me out because it's good, but like taking me in because it's good. And it takes me in, not to me. And so it's kind of a way that the forces of the genuine emotion, let's say, or letting energies really be themselves in the psyche, energies that seem to otherwise be things that are opposite or that would pull apart actually work together to bring us to the center point. And so, for example, like homesickness, lovesickness, a little tiny bit of self-pity in that is enough to go a long way away. And just simply just being bare to it. I love that, and I'm not that completely. And it's that a humble and a confidence, humble confidence of, I didn't make myself want that. And I didn't get really programmed to want that. It's against my programming. So it's not my fault that I want that. It's not anybody else's fault. It's like life wants that. Life moves into that.
Is it because that's where we came from?
I think that's a good way to say it. And also somehow holds us now and holds a space. I mean, it can easily go too far to try to put into words, but I think there is a held feeling, including for the death, like held, even in disappearing. Anything else, briefly?
What you were just saying makes me feel like all the all of the forces of being in that place of playing with the joy and the sadness or is kind of like being in the vortex of the energy of being in the place where we should be, whether it's painful or joyful, and the hope and the fear are just totally outside of that.
Yeah.
Because this is the ball of energy, that the vortex where you should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like, is that?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And the should be is like that when the heart is right, there's not for and against.
Yeah,
so that it's the and yeah, it's hard to, it doesn't go into words, but.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Please enjoy this. We can have the beginning of our 1 day retreat now. And just feeling the whole day and night. Who knows what will happen. But I think the office might be locked and closed today, so that'll be different from yesterday.
Mm.
Thank you.